Hills and Dales police say a missing boy has been found safe. 17-year-old Cameron Kaiser had last been seen July 31st, and his vehicle was later found abandoned in Akron. An endangered child alert was canceled Sunday night. The Highway Patrol is investigating a deadly crash in Paris Township after a tree fell onto a moving vehicle. The wreck occurred around 5:30 Saturday afternoon on Route 30 near Milepost 28. 35-year-old Bridget Reagan of Minerva was westbound when the tree fell from a wooded area north of the road and struck her SUV. Reagan was pronounced dead at the scene. Canton police are investigating a fatal crash involving a SARTA bus and a car. 85-year-old Dinah Agelopoulos of Canton died after police say her car ran a stop sign at Cleveland Avenue and 35th Street Northwest shortly after 1 Friday afternoon. The car hit the passenger side of the bus. The bus driver was not hurt, while several passengers suffered minor injuries. Police say drugs and alcohol are not suspected. A Canton man accused of killing two women is now being held on $3 million bond. 46-year-old Darrell Washington was arraigned Friday in municipal court on aggravated murder and aggravated arson charges. A status conference is scheduled for tomorrow. Canton police say Katina Spells and Courtney Yeager were found shot August 9th inside a burning apartment on Allen Page Drive Southeast. 43-year-old Eric Lamar of Canton is charged with aggravated arson, evidence tampering, and obstructing justice, and is being held on a $2 million bond. 41-year-old Melissa Terrell of Canton faces the same charges and remains at large. A Canton woman and a Strongsville man are facing dozens of charges after Canton police say they broke into churches and other buildings to film inside for social media. 22-year-old Angelica Cobley was arrested Thursday on a warrant. 26-year-old Timothy Ortiz is also charged. Each faces 14 counts each of criminal mischief and criminal trespass. They allegedly entered multiple properties without permission to film the interiors for social media clout on an unspecified date. Cobley is scheduled to be arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court. The Marlington Board of Education has approved a 5-year financial forecast that shows growing budget pressures. The document, okayed Thursday, expects revenue to remain relatively flat while expenses continue to rise. Property tax reform is also expected to reduce revenue through taxpayer credits, with the impact expected to be nearly $1.6 million per year. Deficit spending is projected at about $490,000 for 2027, growing to nearly $5.8 million by 2031. Officials say cash reserves could turn negative in 2030 without spending cuts or additional revenue. Paris Township trustees are asking voters to approve a 2-mil road levy. The issue, which the board recently voted to place on the November 3rd ballot, would run for 5 years. Trustees say current funding isn't enough for needed road and bridge work. The levy is expected to raise roughly $258,000 a year. It would cost $70 for each $100,000 of market value. Drivers using State Route 21 in Maslin and Perry Township could see lane restrictions and short-term ramp closures next year. ODOT plans to resurface the route and repair several bridges from the Route 30 interchange north to the Tuscarawas River. Public comments are due September 15th. The $6 million project is expected to start in spring 2027 and wrap up by late fall. An East Liverpool woman accused of fleeing a deadly hit-and-run crash will go on trial next year. 34-year-old Tracy Quimby is accused of hitting and killing 64-year-old Brady Ingram February 4th while he was walking on Bradshaw Avenue in East Liverpool. Her jury trial is set for January 26th. Quimby faces aggravated vehicular homicide and 3 counts of failure to stop after an accident. Her $100,000 bond continues. A former Strong manufacturing company building in Sebring is being demolished, clearing 4.5 acres for future development. The building at 221 West Georgia Avenue dates to 1912 and later housed Presswell and has sat vacant for years. The $640,000 project includes asbestos removal, demolition, and site cleanup. Officials hope to attract new businesses and jobs. 2 women were injured after an early morning incident Friday on Youngstown's east side. Police were called to a Cassius Avenue home for a fight around 3:30. WKBN-TV reports a woman suffered a knife wound to her hand during an argument. She had reportedly been kicked out of the home. Another woman, who was 8 months pregnant, was stabbed in the side. Her injuries were not considered life-threatening. The attacker is expected to face a felonious assault charge. Both were taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center. A Youngstown man is sentenced after pleading guilty in federal drug court. 23-year-old Javon Thomas admitted in March to possession with intent to distribute controlled substances. He was sentenced Thursday to 5 years in prison. Thomas and Jonathan Streb were indicted in July 2025 for having cocaine, fentanyl, and methamphetamine in December 2022. Streb pleaded guilty in November 2025 and was sentenced to nearly 3.5 years in prison, running concurrently with a separate Mahoning County case. 3 federal lawsuits involving former Warren police officer Michael Edwards are moving forward, with attorneys alleging the city and former chief Eric Merkel failed to act on a 2019 complaint. The city and Merkel deny those claims. Edwards was convicted of sex offenses against women. Merkel resigned in July after separate allegations of racial comments and improper pay. He's expected to receive about $56,000 in pay and accrued vacation time. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.